Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring music from Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations Together, taken from the album of the same name. Besides them together, we'll also this half hour feature a long cut from the Temptations album called Psychedelic Soul. So stay tuned this hour for Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations Together.
I don't want no part. That would listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountains high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't need to worry, 'cause baby, there ain't no mountain high.
From that day on, I made a vow, I'll be there when you want it, some way, somehow.
'Cause baby, there ain't no mountains high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Oh, no, no.
No.
A Motown memory from Diana Ross, The Supremes, and The Temptations together. That was Ain't No Mountain High Enough from 1968. Before that, released as a single, I Second That Emotion, but it was released only in the UK, and it reached number 8 in the UK from 1968. And we started with a medley of some great songs. We heard, in order, When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes, which was The Supremes' first top 40 song. Then we heard Come See About Me, then Stop in the Name of Love, then Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart, and then You Keep Me Hanging On, all released from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs from Diana Ross and The Supremes and The Temptations together, and one song this half hour just from The Temptations. Well, coming up, a great song, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, reaching number 2 in the U.S. pop charts from 1968. Well, when this album of Diana Ross and the Supremes Joined the Temptations was released, the introduction was done by Ed Sullivan, who at that time had a number one show on Sunday nights on the CBS television network in the United States. And here is what he had to say. Quote, "It has always been a pleasure to me to bring little-known but talented artists and our TV audiences together. Never was there a better opportunity for this than when I first introduced Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations to the United States and Canadian viewers of our show. Both the Supremes and the Temptations had already established their styles, and in each instance, they electrified our millions of viewers. In a world highlighted by literally hundreds of, quote, groups, quote, they stand alone. In this album, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations complement each other beautifully. The Supremes, three lovely girls, and the Temptations, five talented young men, somehow belong in the same album. The idea of combining them was a happy inspiration." Well, here is more from Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together. I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, right here on Motown Memories.
Wants a man to do, oh baby.
Oh baby,
I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction, and I'm gonna make you.
soul.
And I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby,
take me, I'm yours.
Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look, I called, I'm gonna get you.
Oh,
Diana Ross and the Supremes in The Temptation together with a great song, This Guy's in Love with You, from 1968. And before that, A Place in the Sun. It was the B-side single. It was recorded and released in 1968, of course, a great smash hit by Stevie Wonder. And the A-side of that song was I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, reaching number 2 in the U.S. pop charts of 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, and one song from each artist. We'll hear from the Temptations coming up in a few minutes. Well, coming up now, another song, great song by Frankie Valli, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, but done by Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together. Well, a little more about the introduction that Ed Sullivan gave to this album. At the time this was released in 1968, this is what Ed had to say, quote, "The Supremes have a fantastic history of putting 5 consecutive records on the number one best-selling charts. In less than 2 years, they racked up 7 gold records, including Where Did Our Love Go?, Back in My Arms Again, I Hear a Symphony, and You Can't Hurry Love." Well, the Temptations represent a combination of superb natural singing voices, polished by arduous and intelligent practice. They delight the eye as well as the ear. Their singing arrangements are subtle and vibrant, and their harmonies go back to the headwaters of religious music. Introducing them together on this album has been a great thrill to me, as bringing them together for the first time in our television show. Well, here are Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together with Can't Take My Eyes Off You from 1968, right here on Motown Memories.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Ooh, pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
Am I, baby?
Can't take my eyes off you.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Mm-hmm. took you from school and you can't go out to play. Mama said, for the rest of the week in your room, you gotta stay.
Do-do-do-do.
The Temptations by themselves. That was the long version of Runaway Child Running Wild, number one in the U.S. pop charts from 1971. It actually ran 9 minutes and 35 seconds. It was taken from the Temptations album called Psychedelic Soul LP. And we started with Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the Temptations together from 1968. Well, coming up after the break, we'll hear more from Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.